Today, Oracle became the latest company to announce early payment of dividend income to shareholders to avoid possible higher taxes on income from investments in the new year. Costco and Walmart recently made the same move. Dividends are the earnings stocks can spin off for investors. Currently, most investors pay 15% on dividend income. There's also income made when you sell stocks or property. Currently, that long-term capital gains income is also taxed at 15%, and there's fear those rates will go up. In fact, there's speculation that when George Lucas sold Lucasfilm to Disneyland this year, he may have avoided an extra $400 million in taxes he'd have to pay on his windfall if rates go up. Others are selling their stocks, to which many analysts say, stop that. Nathaniel Popper is business reporter for the New York Times. Nathaniel, you spoke with hedge fund manager Douglas Katz, who told you the investing world is overestimating the effects of these taxes.
Indeed, he did. I think there's been a lot of big-time investors and small-time investors who have been looking at these tax changes that might be coming at the end of the year and tax changes that the White House has proposed and said, uh-oh, I better get ready for this.
Well, let's take a look at the two different things we're talking about here. The first is that fiscal cliff, if the White House and Congress don't come to an agreement, there will be the automatic ending of the Bush-era tax cuts, and that includes the tax rate on dividends that we just mentioned. So start with that. I mean, if that happens, we understand if you lose that 15% rate on your dividends, you will then pay the rate within your tax category. If you're very wealthy, that's up above 30%, isn't it?
Right. Well, that's what will happen automatically if there's no deal. And the White House, again, has actually proposed, even if there is a deal, that these dividend taxes should go up above 30%. And there's a pretty broad consensus within the investing world that these are going to go up. But the issue here is, who pays those taxes? And I think that, you know, what happened today with Oracle, what's happened with Walmart is important because those boards have made these decisions. They care about that dividend tax. But the reason these boards care about them is because many of their board members and their owners own these shares and will benefit. But those are, largely the sort of super wealthy. They're the ones whose taxes are going to go up the most.
Right, because you explained, and others have said this as well, that few investors are subject to these taxes on investment gains. Most stocks are held in accounts that are tax exempt. And then, as we just said, if you're in the 15% category, that dividend income is going to count as ordinary income, so it will be taxed at your regular 15% rate.
Right. For people who are making under $250,000 a year, chances are that dividend income is still going to be taxed at a 15% rate. And so there's really no reason to make any changes if your tax rate is going to be the same going into the new year. I think what's equally important is that for most people, they're not paying any taxes on their dividend income because most of their investments are in tax-protected accounts like 401ks or Roth IRAs. The number of people who have their investments in tax-protected accounts has been growing, and the number of people who have their investments exposed to taxes has been shrinking. So this was becoming less and less of a problem. When we go into the new year, a lot of experts are anticipating that these new higher taxes are really going to hit a very small portion of the population.
But question for you, what we've been hearing is that, yes, these dividends, you might not even see them. You might make some money on some investment that you've made, but it goes into your IRA. But what about the question that I've heard, which is eventually, let's say you're nearing retirement, you're going to take that money. Don't you then, if there is a change and the tax rates go up, don't you then pay a higher tax on it?
Eventually, you are going to end up paying some level of tax on those. But then this goes back to the issue that unless you're making over $250,000 a year, the rate's not going to go up. And particularly most retirees, they're certainly not making more than $250,000 a year anymore. That's why a lot of folks are not going to get hit by that.
Well, and this brings us to the very last thought. People who are, you know, cashing out their stock positions because they're thinking, well, wait a minute, I want to get my money out of there because the taxes are going to go up at some point. And analysts seem to be telling you that you still are going to make more with your money in those stocks than anywhere else. It's sort of cancels out whatever taxes you might pay. Have I got that right?
Yeah, I think part of the idea here is if you cash out of your stocks, what are you going to do with that money? Are you just going to put it under your mattress where you're making nothing off of it? Bank accounts, CDs are paying next to nothing. So the notion here is, what's your alternative? You're still making pretty good money on these dividend stocks, and cashing out, you're going to make nothing.
Nathaniel Popper of the New York Times, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.